Okay, we zeggen dus met Havi Mori, Jacob en Yisrael Pilchas, we zeggen dus met Daniel Shein, and Vasya Yeshua follows. Okay, we both say, please look on. Parshas Vayera. So there are a lot of interesting topics in Parshas Vayera. So today I want to focus on Sodom and Amora. The Torah tells us that on page 3, Hashem himtir on stone v'almora gofrish v'esh meis Hashem and Hashemayim, that types of hail and fire, and basically he destroyed those cities of Sodom v'Amora. The Ragachover, and Ragachover was one of the great giants of this generation. There used to be a center of study of the Ragachover in Yeshiva University, which was led by Rav Mendel Kasher, who lived on the west side. He wrote the Torah Shleima. And they put together, there's a sefer called Mefaneach Tzvunos. That's the Torah of the Ragachover that was worked on somewhere in this building. This was the old building. So, and the Ragachover was one of the great geniuses of the generation. Rabbi Blau's father-in-law, Rabbi Teitz, Zatzal, knew the Ragachover personally. And he points out, we'll see where he gets this from, but he points out that the concept of Sodom v'Amora and the destruction was because Sodom v'Amora had a din of Ir Nidachas. It was an Ir Nidachas, and that's the Parshin Parshas Re'eh. The Parshas Re'eh is where Ir Nidachas is. Page 6, 7, Yotzu Anoshim Rebiel Bikibecha, Viadichos Yoshe Iram Lemur Nelcha, Venavdo Lohim Achrim Shalu Yudata. And even though we'll have to see, because the Yuri Dachas usually means when the city is worshipping Avodah Zarah. But, the question of, you know, what was the parallel in stone, but then the Torah says in Parshas Re'eh, Haket Sakes Yoshve Ha'ir Ha'hi Lefi Chorev, and you should destroy the whole city, and you should burn Vasarafta Ba'eshes Ha'ir. That's Kol Shlala, Kol Yel Hashem Elokecha. Vayisa Tel Olam Lo Sibone Od. So the Ragachover, and based on the Tosefta, where the Tosefta is Mashra, you can see in the packet here, where the Tosefta is Mashra, that it had a din of a status of Ir Nidachas, Sodom. And we'll have to see what is the whole concept of an Ir Nidachas, but it's interesting that how come it was only Sodom v'Amora? There were the five cities, Admot, Tzvoyim, right? Losha, there were five cities. So what was the, why only Sodom? So if you look in the Ragachover here, if you want to see inside, on page 15 and 16, this is the printing of the Ragachover. There are a lot of different printings of the Ragachover. This is the one that was printed in New York, in Tovshin Yudalit. And the Ragachover says, on page 16, he says, Parshas Vayera, page 16, Gabi Srefas, Me'esha Yotzi Milmal Ksiv, Rak Sodom v'Amora. Right? And this Vayera, it only says Sodom v'Amora. But in the Tzavim, when it speaks about, you know, Kimapecha Sodom v'Amora Adma Utzvoyim, Asher Afach Hashem Ba'apol v'Chamoso, it mentions two more nations. It mentions the other cities. How come? And the other cities, Gofris, Lamelas, Reifa, Kolartza, Losatzmiach, K'mapeches dom v'amora ad mo'tzvoyim asher afach Hashem ba'po v'amoso. Well, why is that not mentioned in Parshas Vayera? It only speaks about Sodom v'amora. So he says, because the interesting halacha is, when it comes to an ir nidachas, so the Gemara Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, ein osim gimel ayaros ir nidachas. In other words, there could be in the other cities some upheaval, but the technical idea of sreifa, of burning, you don't want to have more than, the halacha is not more than two cities, because you don't want to have an area in Eretz Yisrael that's an empty patch. So it's limited. So you can only be zoicha to become, you know, Ir Nidachas, only two cities, at least two cities at a time would be. So therefore, when it says in Parshas Nitzavim, Gafrisa Melchim Losa, Ki Mapechas, Stom Mamora, Anmot Stoyim, that's just the Mapecha. That's just the upheaval. But the idea of the Eish and the barrenness, the Srefa of the year, that could only be done two at a time, and therefore it was only Sodom v'Amora, and therefore that's part of his shita, that it was that Sodom v'Amora had a concept of Ir Nidachas. Now there are two, and we'll see that some of Farshim write that Nineveh, the whole concept of Nineveh, that Od Arboy Yom Nineveh Nepeches. And the Radak says, Nineveh was like stone. But at the end, they did tshuva, so they were saved. But that was also a Ir Nidachas. So what is this idea of an Ir Nidachas? So I want to show you two things. This I heard many years ago in a drasha from Rav David Cohen Shlit in Brooklyn. He said over these two points. It's printed in his farm as well. And then we'll see the significance of these two points. One is from the Rambam in the Mora Nevuchim, and one is from the Vilna Gaon. So let's take a look at the Rambam in the Mora Nevuchim on page 1819. That he says a chiddush, the Rambam and the Mora Nevuchim on page. Let's look on page 19. Ka'anshe ir anidachas, the first arrow. She nerogim harigas kfir v'lohorigas onish v'icha mamon nisraf. The kachani omer. Let's focus on this second arrow. Kachani omer gam al tzibur misrael sheskim l'avor al eza mitzvah shetia v'osu biyad ramah. In other words, the way Rav David Cohen explained is, it's not only a din of an avodah zara. It's if a community decides to erase a certain mitzvah, to rebel in a certain area, then even if it's not technically avodah zara, he says, "Harei elu nerogim kulam." And we learn from this in the Sefer Yoshua from Bnei Reuven and Bnei Gad that they were blamed that they had a mizbeach on the other side of the Yarden, and they were being makriv maybe korbanos there. So one aveira that was done in a communal setting, says the Mor Nevuchim, could also technically be considered an ir nidachas, even though it's not the technically Oved Avodah Zarah, because they're coming to undermine an area of Torah in a communal sense, and something done in a communal sense is much more chomer than if a singular individual does it. Oh, so that's one point that we're going to see. That and when it comes to Sodom v'Amora, that's how some explain that even if it wasn't technically avodah zarah, but if it was a community that was going to uproot chesed or things like that in a communal sense, that also could be considered a ir nidachas, even though it wasn't technical avodah zarah. It was something else that was done in a communal way, and it got the status of ir nidachas. And that's what the Rogan Shavah says. That's why it could only have been those two cities, because there's a halacha of the limitation of how many cities you can make in ir nidachas at one time. So even though the Pas says in the Tzavim that the Admo Tzvoyim also had an upheaval, but not, they didn't, those two cities didn't have the technical din of ir nidachas, because as the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, that if you take a look, that ain osim, that you can't make more than two cities into a ir, you can't make it into an ir nidachas. That's here on page 13. Ain osim ir nidachas el al pi bezin shal shivim ve'echad. Ain osim ir nidachas besfar. You can't make an ir nidachas on the border, because if a city's on the border, we don't want that to be barren, because then the enemy could come in. The lo shalosh. You don't make three cities. So that Rogan Shavah says very well. Now you understand why the ir nidachas was limited to Sdom v'Amora and not Admo Utsvoyim, who had the Mapecha, as is pointed out in Parshas Nitzavim. But technically, ir nidachas is only these two. Oh. Now there's another Mishnah that on page 10. And this is the sugi of ir nidachas is in the end of Sanhedrin. Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis over here says zechomer biyichidim mi dimerubim. The difference between a yachid, a singular individual who does avodah zarah, in contrast to a community, sheyichidim biskila. In other words, if a yachid violates avodah zarah, he gets skila. Lefichach mamonim polit, but his money, his property, is not destroyed. Merubim, but when a community violates avodah zarah, they get the punishment of sayif, and what mamonim oved, and their property is destroyed, as it is by an ir nidachas. So that's the Mishnah. So the difference between yechidim is beskila, but they don't have, their property is not destroyed. Mamona polite, their property is saved. The Merubim, when it's a community, then everyone is killed besayif when they worship avodah zarah communally, and the mamonim is of it. So the Rav David Cohen likes to point out that the Vilna Gaon was bothered by one word in this Mishnah. What's that word? Lefichach. What's the lefichach? Why is, in other words, he's saying that when a singular person violates avodah zarah, he gets skila, and his money is saved. He doesn't, when somebody, does something, he violates Shabbos, and they kill him because he was Chal Shabbos with Bezdin, you don't take away his property, right? So what's this lefichach? That, why is it a causality? That since Yechidim or Meskila, therefore their mammon is polite, and Merubim is Besayif, and therefore their money is saved. Just say, these are two halachas. It seems that one halacha stems from the other. That when it's a yachid that violates avodah zarah, he's beskila, and therefore his money is saved. When it's community, they're beside lefichach mamonim of it. So what's the lefichach? What's the causality? So the Vilna Gaon here on page 11 writes the following. So he writes the following. The second arrow. Let's look at the second arrow. Right, the whole city, kemat sinned in avodah zarah. Asan haTorah keOved kochavim. In other words, even though they're still Jews, but the halacha treated them as with the same status as if when a non-Jew sins. When a non-Jew sins, uvi kachovim, b'chol aver she'osa misosu b'sayif. Right? When a guy violates the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, there's only one punishment. That's sayif, that's the sword. And the gam v'ovi kachovim enu tzorech hasra she'azarosu zu hasra'osu. You don't need any hasra. V'gam mamono she'ovi kachovim hayehefker. In other words, the way it works for B'nai Noach is whenever they violate one of the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach, they get the punishment of sword, of saif, and their money is, their property is taken away. So that's the pshat. What's lefichach? Meaning, whenever there's an irdi dachas, explains the Vilna Gaon, since it's such a chomer thing that they did it in a communal setting, the Torah treats them in, like goyim. They're not goyim, but it gives them ke'ilu, they're goyim, and treats them, what is the halacha for goyim? So halacha for goyim is sayif, lefichach, meaning since we're already treating them like goyim, the causality is, therefore, the mamon is avad. But the yachid, that worshipped of avodah zarah, so he's a Yisrael, so he still gets the status of Yisrael, and therefore, when Israel sins, his mammon is not taken away. So it's beskila, lefichach, but it's a causality. It's not just two halachas, one from the other. One is the causality. Do we treat you like a goy? When it's on a communal level, it's so chomer that the Torah says we're going to treat this community like goyim, because in a communal way, they looked to uproot the basic tenements of faith of Avodah Zarah, or like the Moreh Nevuchim says, that it doesn't have to be Dafka Avodah Zarah. When it's a community that had this way to debase the basic tenements of Judaism, it's considered like an Irdi Dachas. Now, this is all sounds very depressing. So I want to say, but there's one other point, and that is the following. The positive anchor is like this. We know on page 24 from the Yismach Moshe, who is the beginning of the Satmar dynasty, Rav Moshe Teitelbaum, he says the following beautiful idea. He says, we know that there are two types of tshuva. There's tshuva me'ava and there's tshuva me'ira. And we know that tshuva me'ava is the highest level, that all the averis become like schuyas. Tshuva me'ira, the averis that were done by mezid are now considered that were done by b'shogeg. But he says another thing. He says, when you have a tshuvas harabim, when it's a communal repentance, look at page 24, the second arrow on the right. Taina omri yisbrach b'tshuvas harabim, arpa m'shuvasim, kinasu z'chuyas, v'af sheshovim rak me'yira, v'ina magim avas habori min adin, v'asa z'hazdona z'chuyas, v'kol mokom ovim nedova, v'af she'im magilhem, kinefishu z'chusei d'rabim. He says, tshuvas harabim has the status of tshuva me'ava, even if it's done me'ira. This is the positive side of the rabbin. So as we got through saying, you know, Ir Nidachas, Dom is an Ir Nidachas, Ninveh potentially could be an Ir Nidachas, and Ir Nidachas, we treat you like a guy, like the Vilna Gaon, all these negative things. But now let's have the positive spin. That when you have a community, even if the community is not perfect, but it's anything done in a communal fashion, gets a status. The tshuvas harabim is, even if it's meira, meaning it's not perfect, it's going to have this status of tshuva me'ava. What's the idea? So there's a beautiful explanation, the Sefer Berech Moshe, that was the nephew of the Divrei Yoel, Sigata Rav, and he says a beautiful idea. On page 26, to explain this Yismach Moshe, he says, "V'nira," bottom of page 26, on the left side, the last paragraph. So he quotes from the Yitav Lev. He says, why is there a difference? What's the difference between Oved Hashem Miyira and Oved Hashem Me'ava? He says like this, because anything that you're doing Miyira is not going to be permanent. You don't really enjoy what you're doing. You don't really have a cheshek for what you're doing. You're doing it because there's some outside force that you're afraid of. You're afraid of something. So you're doing it miyira. And things that are done miyira are usually not going to be permanent. He says, ki avoda, top of page 27, top line, right column. Ki avoda shehi hechreches ve'ina ritzonis lo yurak mikli al kli. It was something that is do miyura, you're not going to be able to pass it on because you're not doing it with a love and a passion. You're doing it because someone is on top of you, forcing you and threatening you. If the father is Oved Me'avas Hashem, he enjoys Yiddishkeit. Then it's going to be passed on. If the child sees that the father has this ava, it's going to be permanent, and he's going to be able to transfer it on to the next generation. When everything, something is just done with yira, and he's not able to, and the child doesn't see, or the talmidim don't see, so then it's not going to be permanent, and it won't be passed on. He says the same thing on page 28. Second line. He says, but whenever you have a chabura of people involved in something, inase berabim al yidei b'nei chabura nechsheves kekeva. Because a chabura, even though it, you know, they might not have the full, but when it's done in a communal fashion, and if you have a communal commitment, that also has the status of tshuva me'ava, because again, the difference between tshuva me'ava and tshuva me'ira is the difference between something lasting, something permanent, and something temporary. And that's why when something is done barabim, you're part of a community, you're part of a kehila, you're part of a yeshiva, whatever it is. So that commitment, even though you're not perfect yet, but you're part of something. You're part of a bigger whole. Then that's going to have a long-lasting effect and long-lasting permanence. And therefore, even if it's tshuva miyira, it has the status of tshuva miyava. The kevin shozim tshuva barabim nechshav af tshuva miyira kavodas keva. The koch harabim mashpiel avoda shetehei kayemis v'medes la'at. That the koch of rabim is going to have the status. So just like we said before, if the rabbim get together to violate something, the Oved Avodah Zarah, or the Moreh Mukhim says, not only Avodah Zarah, but any communal thing that they're anti-chesed, or in a communal way, they're doing something destructive. And so that has a tremendous potency. The Vilna Gaon says, we treat it like goyim. You treat them like goyim. They're going to get skila and strefa, they're going to get sayif just like a goy, and their mamon lefichach. Because lefichach is, that's the continuity. Lefichach mamonam ovad. And therefore, from this week's parsha, you see how chomer, the aveir of the odish of Stova Amora, of kfira, because it was done by a city. It wasn't just yechidim. It was done by a city. And the flip side is what the Yismach Moshe says over here, that tshuva me'ava is greater than tshuva me'ira, and the Yit of Lev explains, because tshuva me'ava is lasting, tshuva me'ira, you just, as much as the year is there, that'll last. That's like the Vilna Gaon says, the famous Vilna Gaon in Mishlei. He says, Chanoch lenar al pi darko, gam ki yaskin lo yosu mimenu, that you have to give chinuch what is good for this person. Because if you're going to give something that's, not good for this person, then it'll only last as far as somebody has the year in front of him. Once that year is gone, then the whole thing, reverts backwards. Gam ki yaskin, but if you want it to last till he's a zokin, then it has to be al pi darko. And that's a very important idea. And the same thing, tshuvas harabim is something that's lasting. Has special zchuyos because it's the rabbim. So therefore, it gets, even by yira, since it has that zchus harabim, then it's going to be lasting. So that's the idea. Hashem himter al stova mora gofrish tvahesh, that had his chatz of dirig dachas, but iri dachas is the, like the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim, anything done as a tzibur in a negative way, everything done as a tzibur in a negative way is going to have that status of iri dachas, has to be totally obliterated. But idach kisa, something that is done with a positive way, in a communal way, that will have the concept of tshuva re'ava, and that will be lasting, and that's the Vilna Gaon. Gam ki yaski, chanoch lanar al pidarko. You see that very often in yeshivas. Sometimes, I used to teach freshmen before they went there to Israel. So the whole year, we were speaking about what yeshiva are you going to. That was the whole year. And then every yeshiva came to offer their pitch that we should come to the yeshiva. They would give pizza and whatever. And it was a whole year. That's why I always went off to the airport in the end, because this was like the finality of the whole year's discussion of what where we're going. And a lot of times, you see this idea that the same family, this family goes to this yeshiva, this family, but the smarter families know that this yeshiva maybe was good for this boy and the other boy, but not for, not for everyone. And that's the Chanoch Lanar al Pi Darko. And those that realize that will see, a lot of fruit in their decisions. Those that just say, okay, we just have to go there because my older brother went there, that sometimes it's good. Sometimes it works fine, but sometimes not. And that's Hashem Himter al Sdom v'Amora, Gofritz v'Eish. So that's the Hagdorah of Yerditachas. Anything, a communal sin versus a yachid sin, and a communal tshuva versus a yachid tshuva, and those are the things, the power of the community, the power of the tzibur, and Bez Hashem, we should be part of yeshiva, part of a shir, part of yeshiva, part of a community when you grow up, and you're going to be there, that's going to be, you should always be part of a bigger klal, and be part of that, and that gives a special siyata d'shmaya. Okay, Rabosa, we'll have milcha in 2 minutes. Have a good Shabbos to everybody. Katan and Rav Levitt and Rabbi Levi and
Shabbos.
Jason and Joel and Rav Aaron and Akiva and Mordechai. It's good to see you. Okay, thank you. And Rabbi Carol, Rabbi Gold Program, and Rav Jonah and Rav Zach and Rav Ishai and Yehuda. And who's there? Rav Stebbins and Rav Ari, Kiva, Rav Jake. Yeah, okay, everyone should have a good Shabbos. Bez Hashem, Sunday, 11 o'clock, we'll continue. We might continue the Chazara. We'll see how we'll do. But be here, Bez Hashem, this year. Okay, Rav Avram. Have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos, Rabbi. Thank you.
Rav Avram, Rav Avram, the two
good
Avram.
Good Shabbos, Rabbi. Yusuf
Finkelstein and Rav Katan.
Good Shabbos.